We have a new world, and I'd like our panel to make some comments here about the current U.S. environment and what is happening globally, and is the U.S. keeping up? So, Judge Michelle, do you want to start, please?
I'd like to suggest that the stability and favorable balance that any ecosystem requires with respect to the U.S. patent system, that stability and favorable balance has been severely weakened, really destroyed, ironically, by the courts. And as a former judge, I don't mind saying that. The courts have an important role. I was honored to serve 22 years as a judge. But when you step back and look at the problem, eligibility, lack of injunctions, double patenting, common sense obviousness analysis under KSR, and on and on and on, secret prior art, you name it, the courts have created one interference after another, so that the ecosystem now is not stable, not favorably balanced, and the inevitable consequences are that the investments in key technologies are shrinking because the incentives have been reduced below the point of rationality, and money managers, whether they're venture capitalists or corporate chieftains, are unsentimental. If the return on investment is not adequately assured soon enough, large enough, safe enough, they just don't make the investments. And that's what's already started to happen internally, and we'll get later to the comparison with competitors overseas.
So, Bob, you work extensively with the venture capital community nationally, but particularly in the Bay Area, one of the innovation centers of the world. Can you give us an update on how the intellectual property system in the United States is perceived by the people making the big calls to make the big investments?
I can certainly give you my perspective on that, although Silicon Valley is a big place and a very diverse set of points of view about the importance of patents. I spend a lot of time with investors and venture capital firms that make investment decisions. And I've been doing this for about 15 years. Even as I was trying cases, I got very interested in how risk capital gets allocated within the economy. And 15 years ago, when most venture capital firms were making an investment in any industry where patents existed, they would frequently commission a freedom to operate search. They don't do that today very often. Some do. It's not zero, but there's been a significant reduction in the number of investors that are even interested in whether the companies they're creating have freedom to operate. Now, I personally think that's a mistake, because what I suggest to young companies is, when they want to know whether they should invest in getting patents, the first question I ask is, who's your most important competitor? When they tell me that, I go into one of the patent databases and I drag out the patents that are owned by that competitor, and I put them on the desk in front of the CTO or patent lawyers or CFO and or CEO, and say, this is what your competition is doing. When you start taking market share from your competitors, that's when their marketing guys go to their patent lawyers and say, can we do something to stop this company? So, but those conversations are getting fewer and fewer. The way in which patents affect the investment world is one of perception. Perception is very important, and the perception of investors and entrepreneurs and inventors is increasingly based on simply outcomes. When you see a case like the Apple Vernetics case, where Vernetics has got $1 billion or close to $1 billion in damages, and this agency, the PTAB, is continuing to look at whether or not to find that patent invalid and set it aside, that's what investors look at. They see these outcomes. They look at the Wharf decision against Apple, was set aside by the PTAB, and that's the thing that is driving the lack of interest. I'll talk a little bit later about the study that recently was released by a professor down at SMU and how it connects up to a National Venture Capital Association study that I did about a year ago on where venture capital is being invested and what industry segments are seeing less and less of it.
So, Wayne, you have been in several different industries. You're now in a consumer products industry, but you were at Accenture, you were at Rambus, and you were in private practice. And you've been in the Bay Area ecosystem for your whole career. So can you tell us what is the overall perception of the patent system in the Bay Area, and how do you view this as a chief intellectual property officer in your enterprise in this global environment?